Ruth chapter 1, verses 12 through 16. Where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Those words from the book of Ruth are well known. Most of the time we hear them said at a wedding, but this declaration has nothing to do with marital vows. Ruth is pledging her life to her mother-in-law because of Ruth's faith in Naomi's God. What we get in Ruth 1 is one devastating situation and three different reactions to it. Naomi's reaction was one of hopelessness. And then there's not much to say about Orpah's reaction, the other daughter-in-law, except that I think her return to Moab serves to highlight Ruth's response, which goes way beyond what is expected. Orpah's reaction was normal, seemingly reasonable for her. That's what we would expect anyone to do, go back to familiar territory. But Ruth's response, that comes out of left field. She was, in essence, announcing that she was lighting a match to her former life. But for all the wonder and excitement and adventure that burning the ships may bring, I want to make you aware of two obstacles that you must be willing to cross. Burning the ships and trusting God's promises over other people's reasonable perspectives. That's what you'll have to do. Naomi tells Ruth that she has no real future in the promised land among the people of God because Naomi cannot provide Ruth a husband. And Naomi was being reasonable. She couldn't provide another husband for Ruth, another son of her own. She was too old to remarry, too old to have another son, and it would be too long of a wait if those other two previous impossibilities were made possible. Naomi's perspective was a reasonable one, but reasonable perspectives do not trump biblical truth and the worth of following God. Ruth had come to know the value and glory and goodness of God, and she was willing to burn the ships of reasonableness in order to have Him. What about you? Are you willing to burn whatever ships may be bobbing up and down that serve as a safety net for you in order to walk with Jesus day by day? As you pray today, please remember Jeremiah Shetty and his family, missionaries in India. And also remember the Romani Calderash LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Romania.